Hey, how y'all doing? It's Shayna.
And Jasmine.
And this is
the Eight Girl Manifesto. You know, we're back with you guys for week, like, what is it, like five now?
Yeah, five or six, something like that.
Insane. It's going, it's really going forward really well. I'm actually really happy with it.
Yeah, and we're really excited to be here with you guys again. And for all y'all who stay tapped in and keep listening and,
like, you know, we
appreciate it so much.
It is so fun.
And we're going to keep telling you every single time we come back.
We're like, we love y'all. Let's hang out.
Exactly. So,
it's so good.
This week, I'm sure you guys saw, we're going to be talking about some finance stuff. Some monies,
getting your bag.
We want y'all to be in your bag with us because we are also trying to be in our bag.
That's what we're gonna be talking about this week.
First and foremost, we just wanted to say that this is not like financial advice.
Like, don't take this like to the end of the earth. Like,
please,
is kind of just like what we do and what's been working.
Yeah, exactly.
Call the bank.
Please.
Call the library.
Talk to a financial advisor. Like, we are just 20-year-olds who...
Just want to talk.
Who just work and,
internet.
We want to help you guys out. like we said, we want to be, like, your big sister. And I learned a lot of my financial stuff from my sister. So, hopefully this can, like, help you out, especially if you have any, like, things you've never thought about or questions you have. Hopefully these can, like, kind of...
It's like starting a conversation, basically. But, like, obviously, you know... Think about your decisions. Don't come back and say, I told you to do anything.
Nah.
Unless you, like, get rich. I told you.
But
any other circumstance, I don't know you. I don't know you.
Literally.
But, yeah, we're going to start off with our positive and negatives. But we just wanted to get you guys with a little disclaimer before you get any ideas.
Please.
Yeah.
Guys, you want to kick us off with, let's actually start with our negatives right now, just so we're not dealing with that the whole episode.
Get that out of the way. Honestly, I'm just feeling super burnt out from the semester now. I'm just like...
Samesies.
At that point where I'm just like, I'm just done. Like, I have little to no motivation left. I'm just tired. I'm just like, and the weather is really nice out now. Like, the sun's out longer. So that definitely is like, I don't want to be inside doing all this homework.
Which we talked about. Like, it always happens, like, around this time of year, because you're like, oh my God, everybody's getting ready to be done school. Like, exams and stuff are just, like, that one last thing. It was like, damn, we're done.
I'm done. Yeah. So,
obviously, still stay in school. Still, you do your homework. We are not telling you not to.
We're just telling you this is the vibe.
Yeah. Like, that's just kind of our negative right now, is like,
it's just hard to get over, like, that last, like, hill at the end of the semester. And we're just like, it's so nice out. We want to, like, plan some stuff.
Exactly.
Just like, I'm over it now.
I guess our negatives are kind of shared in that sense. So we
just, like, collectively melt into a puddle, like, for the past, like, 3 weeks.
Pretty much, yeah. So what's your positive right now?
Yeah, my positive is, like, honestly how well the podcast is going. I am super thankful for, like, all the feedback we get from everybody. People that are like, oh my goodness, like, a podcast is dropping on Tuesdays. I know if you're listening on Spirit Live, I'm not going to lie, I don't know what date that comes out on Spirit Live, but on Spotify and Apple Music, which I think a lot of you listen to, we do listen to post it on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And we did get an exciting email from, like, Apple Podcasts this past week.
Cool.
And it said that we are actually in the top 200 of self-improvement podcasts in Canada. And literally, and that was so exciting. It was just, like, so, like, random. I just got this email, like, one day, like, in the middle of the day. I just, like, texted to Shayna casually and I was like, hey,
that
girl.
Definitely was, like, one of the highlights of us for us last week. It's cool stuff like that. Just always reminds you, it's kind of like validation, right? Because you're just like, you're doing what you want to do, and you're getting, like, feedback, and people appreciate it and like it. So.
And it was just, like, a couple episodes in, which, like, imagine how crazy it'll be, like, you know,
next season after,
and we're just
stuff,
like, you know, doing our thing, got a little merch going.
Yeah, I know. So keep your eye out for some stuff, because we're definitely working on our imagery
on everything.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Speaking of which, so from me, my positive, which, like, aside from the show and all the cool stuff we've been doing, my secret project that I told you guys about, and that I'm going to keep talking about until this.
She always be talking about the secret project. Nobody knows about this secret project.
Literally,
maybe it's not.
No.
We don't know.
Maybe
we don't
know. Y'all don't know.
We don't know you.
Y'all don't know. I could just be a liar. Just kidding. But yeah, I was telling Jasmine earlier today, I actually saw my artwork, like, blown up to be, like, put up, made as a sign for, like, a storefront. And that was, like, the coolest thing, because
I want you all to know this. That's, like, the biggest clue I got was all of this. I was like, oh, she's just, like, making something.
No, like, it's like,
she's like, boom, it was a storefront. And I was like, okay, Miss Girl.
I got to see my artwork blown up for a storefront, which was, like, really weird. And it's just like,
whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy because you know that you want your work to do stuff like that. You know that it's gonna happen eventually.
Like seeing it the first time is insane.
Yeah, because like it wasn't even like built or like actually physically like tangibly in the room with me. It was just like seeing it put onto a screen for like the storefront for the actual business.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god, like it's really gonna go there.
That's me. That's crazy.
I was like, oh my god, that's so crazy. Like, damn.
No.
but yeah, so I'm really excited about that, and I really can't wait to share with you guys. But I don't know when I'll be able to do that.
We don't know.
I haven't even shared.
She's just
with
gonna pop out one day, and she's probably gonna do it, like during the podcast, and I'll be like,
yeah, I would do it with you guys. Like,
I'm gonna pause the whole thing. I'm gonna be like, wait a minute.
She's like, wait a damn second.
I'm like, y'all couldn't even tell me nothing.
Yeah, but that's it for us for our positives and negatives, because like we said, we want to focus on the positive stuff this episode. So
yeah. So do you want to start us off with your first financial tip? I think we're both going to talk about like a couple things and about how we relate to everything, but I want y'all to remember, don't take this to the end of the earth.
No, don't.
What we do, you know,
this is what
we've been doing.
Yeah, this is how, because like we said, we're 20-year-olds. A lot of this is still for us learning as we're going, but we felt like the point of this show,
chat,
yeah, like this show, the point of it is to make you guys it girls. Like, being an it girl means you're in your bag. You know, you're grinding. You're doing what you got to do. And having financial, like, literacy and, like, being smart about your money and what you do with it and all that stuff, that's, like, important
you
stuff.
You can't be a material girl.
Literally.
If you don't do financial research.
Exactly.
And planning.
So, do you want to talk about some of the financial, what you call what it I is, do? Like, saving accordingly. That was one of the big things Jasmine and I talked about. So you want to talk a little bit more about what that is for you?
Yeah, so for me, probably like the biggest thing, especially kind of in more adult life, and I'm only 20, but like on the older end of my life here, is definitely like saving accordingly. And that definitely means, like, when it comes to saving, save with intention. So, you know, if whether you have, you know, separated bank accounts, or if you save, like, some people like to take cash out of the bank and like save it that way visually, like whatever floats your boat, but save it towards a specific thing. I found for me, if I'm not just saying, okay, this is my savings and this is my checking, and I'm able to say, okay, I'm saving $200 a month towards, you know, maybe I want to go on a trip coming up, or, you know, save money towards whatever, like some vet bills or phone bills and stuff like that, I find really helps you visually see how much money you have towards something. And I find when you're looking to maybe treat yourself, go shopping or go on a trip, you're able to kind of see, like, you know, this is how much money I have for that specific task. Whereas when you have like a giant lump sum, you're like, oh, if I take like $500 out of this, like it doesn't make a huge dent. But as it adds up, as you kind of need to, you know, use money for different stuff, it's just kind of better for me, at least, to kind of see how much money I have for different, you know, things, avenues of my life.
Yeah, because I definitely have, I think I do still struggle with that a little bit, because I'm very much like savings, checkings type girl. So like sometimes I'll just be like, okay, well, it's in my savings, so it's fine, like I'll be okay.
Yeah,
but then I'm like, girl, you gonna lose that like premium. I don't know if I should even touch that, which I try very, very hard not to. That only usually happens like once a year, where I'm just like, okay, girl, you might need to touch that. But but yeah, like I think that is definitely some solid advice, because I mean, you should definitely still have like a general savings, like especially for big things. So like if you're
have
saving,
like a big general savings, but then for savings in terms of like savings that you'll touch to hang, like to spend with, that you're saving up for something,
like
have those like if, accessible to you.
Like if you like sneakers, or if you like makeup and stuff that can get really pricey depending on what you like in it, or like if you have a perfume collection. I saw this girl who's got this crazy perfume collection,
and I'm just
like, listen, those are
Gucci
expensive
perfume?
Like that's expensive.
Maybe I'll go
stuff.
To the mall after this.
Okay, that was not the intention of this episode. Anyways,
I got savings for it.
No,
I put my little bank account.
But yeah, so we were just kind of I think that's like a really important thing, is making sure you do save. Like, and obviously you don't need to put away like $600 every single paycheck, if because some people don't even make that in a paycheck, right?
Yeah.
Like if you put away like $50, $25, like whatever you can, like that's still more money.
Still adds up.
Yeah, like, and don't be hard on yourself about that stuff too, because it's so weird.
Yeah, especially being so young.
Bro, and then this day and age, so many young people will just get on the internet and be like, ayo, like, I just invested into this thing and now I'm like a billionaire. And like, shut up. Shut up.
Like, it's not like that. And definitely don't compare your financial situation to your peers, especially so young, like everybody's really at a different spot in their life. I have a lot of friends that have already graduated. They took like a 2-year program. They graduated. They've been working. Some people have apprenticeships. Some people like went straight into work after high school. And it's just like, you can't really look at your peers anymore and be like equal in terms, especially of pay. Like everybody's kind of doing different things. It's one thing in high school, everyone might just have a little part-time job and you're like, oh my gosh, like, okay, we're all going to go to the mall. But now it's like very different, and kind of knowing your budgeting, like what your limits are. Like Shayna and I were thinking to go out after this and we were saying like, hey,
where are we comfortable with?
We were like, where do we want to go? And it's kind of like important to do that, because sometimes you do want to just like hang out, but kind of doing it like reasonably appropriately and like proportionate to your your financial situation.
Stay within your means. That I guess is another tip, is like we're at this weird stage where like she said, like some people got it, some people don't really have it like that. Some people live off of their own dime, like they work for their own money. Some people are lucky and blessed enough to have an inheritance or have like an allowance. And so spending habits can be so like wildly different. And when you start comparing yourself in those situations, you might end up spending outside your means.
And don't feel pressured when you go out with a group. Like we were talking about this like last night or the night before. We were saying, you know, sometimes you go out to a restaurant with friends, like just like, you know, casual like weekend hangout, and sometimes I'm like, honestly, like I'm not in the mood to spend like an entire like crazy bill
at the restaurant. Sometimes you don't want to spend $45 on dinner.
You just want to get like a little couple appetizers and just like, you know, snap around and just like, and that's okay, and like kind of just like being okay with that. You don't have to explain that to anybody, but like it's up to you, like get in your bag, save your money.
And I think just like moving on from that, Jasmine and I were talking, this is also, I guess you kind of touched on this already, but like researching and knowing what you're actually
doing with your money
is so important. Like we were talking, me and Jasmine are sometimes we're losers and we just sit around and talk about banks and where we bank and credit cards. And
I'm like, did you see this credit card? I'm like, do we need
it's embarrassing sometimes, but yeah. So the other day we were talking about where we bank and stuff like that. So for Jasmine, things for her that were really important with banking were separating the accounts and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So having like accounts that you can label and separate, which most banks you can. For me, my thing was I really wanted good like perks and good premiums and stuff. So that's why I bank where I bank. I'm not going to say because I don't want people to be like, girl, they're going to be
like,
good.
They're like, sorry, we're not affiliated. We're like on TV. They're like, don't listen to them.
No. But yeah, I feel like those are the things that were really important to me. And I'm still honestly like, to this day, I'm still looking for better banks because I'm like, I feel like as I get older, the things that I needed in first and second year, I didn't need. And now I need different
things. It's changing. And like kind of knowing kind of what you want. It's okay to kind of change around every once in a while to be like, this like fits my lifestyle more now than it did before. Like it all kind of just depends on what's good for you. And like for when it comes back to kind of what you want, perks and like separating all that, sometimes like, if you go and speak to a bank, ask them to see like the interface you'd be working with, because that definitely helps a lot. If it's like super streamlined, if you're someone that likes to bank straight from your phone, it's a very different setup than if you like to bank from your computer or you like actually show up in the bank and do it, and kind of like knowing what's comfortable for you. Like don't always pick the trendiest like bank and like credit card you're seeing like on TV. Like just pick what works for you, and it just makes your life so much easier. And 100%. Like it will just work out better. And like coming back to the research thing, like not only researching the types of accounts you have, because a lot of accounts will grow your money. Well, it's literally just being saved there. But a lot of people literally
Pinterest, babes.
Go on Pinterest. There's a board for that. There's a board for everything.
I did say interest. I don't know if you heard.
I heard Pinterest. No, I said interest. Well, there's going to be a Pinterest board about saving.
That's crazy. Okay. What else?
Yeah. And like the same thing with the research, like a lot of people online like say, oh, I invested in this and I made all this money. Like, don't necessarily just jump into it because your favorite influencer or, you know, your best friend from 3 years ago, like got it. People can say whatever they want on the internet. And also it might not work for you. Like 100%. They could have gotten to like the space at a good time, like the market at a better time than you. So
like I would love to get into like stocks and crypto.
No,
and
I've really been trying,
because I've been very interested. Like I personally am very interested in stocks, not so much crypto, because it kind of freaks me out. The culture around crypto freaks me out. I'm sorry if you're into crypto. I would love to learn from somebody who isn't gonna call me an idiot 5 seconds into the conversation because it's happened. And they're like, yeah, that doesn't make much sense. Like, you're stupid for that. And
I'm like, oh.
What the hell?
I just had a question.
Anyways. Yeah, we're not going to be talking about crypto and stocks and stuff, even though we could. So, I mean, like, let us know if you want us to because, like, I like that
like,
stuff.
Let us know. You know. A good, like, tip, I guess, that just popped into my head. So, I work at Starbucks, as you guys know, and we do have stock options. So, if you're working at, like, a franchise company, see what they offer. Because I know for us, we do get to buy stocks at, like, a discounted rate. We're also, like, offered some after we've worked there for a certain amount of time. So, like, look into your school or, like, your work or anything that you're affiliated with and kind of just, like, find out, like, what options there are for you. Especially, like, as a student, there's a lot of things that are open to you that you might not know about.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think definitely big, big tip, do your research. Be confident in the things you're putting your money into because it's your money. You're working
you work hard for it.
Like, girl, please.
So, I know y'all see the price of gas.
So no, you see the price of gas.
You need to be putting your money in good places because...
Please, please. The way that I will... Anyways, let me not get into gas prices because it actually drives
That's
up the wall.
That's a whole episode. Like, it's just too much.
Please.
We don't drive up the wall. Sorry. We can't afford to drive.
We can't do that anymore.
We can't do that.
Those little mental health drives, out the window.
Yeah, they're gone.
No more mental health
That's
drives.
That's why you go to the gym. That's it.
Exactly. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about, which is very, very important, is building your credit and credit cards. And yeah. So I'm very, very lucky and very fortunate. Like I said, my older sister, she was kind of the guinea pig in learning how to be financially smart. I guess like a lot of financial literacy I got from her. Shout out my immigrant family because they didn't really understand a whole lot of the stuff when they came over here.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We figured it out and we're going to be okay.
Here. Now we're going to be an it girl.
But yeah, so credit cards are really important. And I know a lot of people, there's... Our generation, I feel like a lot of us we're kind of scared of them because we're like, yo, credit card debt, which, yeah, that's a very, very real thing. But there's a lot of ways that credit cards can be super beneficial to you.
You can't be a grown up if you don't have a credit card.
You can't.
You can't buy a car. You can't buy a house. Like, you have to build credit.
You have no credit. Like, you have, like, credit is as much. Okay, listen, I hate capitalism. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. I hate it. Why? Money isn't real. But if you're going to live in this world, you got to learn how to play. Yeah, exactly. You have to play the game. So credit cards, to me, I only have one. And I'm probably not going to add. I've always been at like $1,000. Because that's what I started out. When I started university, my sister's like, okay, you need to get a credit card so that when you buy your books, buy gas, buy your Presto, you're building your credit. And those things are really important because for me, I only use my credit card for consistency thing. Like things that are consistent, I should say. So like I said, your gas, your Presto, your...
things that you would normally be
buying.
I put
my nails on them because I get my nails
done. But she gets them done consistently, so
exactly.
It's okay.
So it works. But I also, this is a very important tip that I learned within the last year or so. It's to keep your credit card limit, like, as much as you use. So let's say they give you $1,000. I have, but I don't spend over $300 of it because it looks like I don't need it. You know what I mean? It's like, I just got it for fun. So then they're like, oh, okay, so let me give this girl a little bit more. Like, she can handle it. Like, she got it like that. Like, she's good.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, for uni students, that sounds like, girl, shut the hell up. Like, you acting like you got it. I don't. But... Yeah, they tell you to try to keep your spending on your credit card below 30% because then it looks like you don't need it as much. Then they're willing to up your limit. And also, this I learned from my sister, is when the bank offers you more space on a card. So if they're like, okay, you got $1,000, let me give you $2,000 instead. Or let me give you another $5,000, whatever. You should take it, but it doesn't mean you need to use it.
Yeah.
Because then it builds your credit. It makes you look like you're reliable to the bank.
And then you can use a little bit more, and it's still under that
percentage. Right? As long as you're under that 30%.
Yeah.
And building your credit is just, it's so important. It is so, so important. One of my best friends, I'm not going to say her name. One of my best friends, she was like, I think she got her first credit card when we were like 20, probably.
I thought you were going to say 12. And I was like, excuse me?
No.
When
we were like 20. And I've had mine since I turned 18.
Yeah.
So I've been building my credit since then. And I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I have pretty good credit for a 20-year-old. But yeah, and I was like, girl, you need to get your credit card. She's like, I don't have a job. And I was like, you work in the summertime, so then just
use
get
it
a damn credit card.
Yeah.
No, not even that. You can use it year-round, but, like, just don't spend over a certain amount. Like, but if you know that you have, like, a hard time with your spending habits, like, be careful. Be careful. Be very, 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 very
set careful. Reminders to pay it off a little bit. Just
and also pay your minimum owed. Pay the minimum owed.
Pay that these people.
Most of the time,
the bank knows where you live,
bro. Most of the time, it's like I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about credit cards for some reason. I didn't know.
One thing about Shayna, she will talk about her credit card up and down. She's
will, and I don't. It always surprises me when I do. Anyways, okay. Let me wrap this up because I'm doing too much. But pay that minimum owed because most of the time it's like $10. I think some I've seen are like $1, which is kind of ridiculous.
That's wild.
Nah, it's really ridiculous, but the bank's going to get you. But
yeah,
$10.
Don't let them catch you out.
Don't let them catch you, please. And don't tell them I told... Don't... Keep me out of
don't
it.
Don't call my name.
Keep me out of it. Keep me out of don't it. Call That's all me. I got to say. Pay your minimum owed because if you're consistent and if you just like... So, for example, let's say you spent like $600 one month and you're like, okay, I only have like $50 to pay on it. Put that $50 on it, like to say that you're paying off or paying towards your card. And then they're gonna be like, okay, they're trying, as opposed to like if you just don't pay that month, you wait until like your next pay, which is another month later, and then you drop the $600 because then you're just gonna look unreliable to the bank. Right?
Yeah, that's kind of like our biggest tips, our little money rant
for the
day.
I'm actually not sorry.
She's not.
I hope these things can help you guys. I really, really do. Because I enjoy these conversations a lot.
Yeah, we really just be chatting about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I hope you guys like enjoy that. Maybe we'll do a little like question sticker on our Instagram. You can let us know what some of your like maybe favorite financial.
A little IG live moment, something.
It'd be fun. Yeah. So it's kind of like our big tips for the day. I know it wasn't like a super like chit chatty episode like some of ours in the past have been like with good stories and stuff, but we know like a couple people have asked for an episode like this, and I know it's like definitely beneficial, and like hearing it from someone like your age definitely
makes life a lot less annoying.
You're just like, okay, like, you know, maybe these old people know what they're talking about. So it has been working out for us, and we hope you guys can just, you know,
continue be a girl. Do what works for you and just be confident in the choices you make. And not everything is for everyone. That's really important to know. And just do you.
Do you be an it girl. You are that girl.
Peace and blessings. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.